This is the Value Investor Podcast with Tracy Reinick. All things value, all the time. Listeners of today's program might have an interest in value stocks similar to those Tracy shared today. If you'd like access to her Value Investor Portfolio Service, which includes real-time buys and sells, market insights and commentary, visit www.zacks.com/Value Investor Podcast or call toll-free 1-888-775-8348 between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Outside the U.S., call 1-312-265-9309. Again, that's www.zacks.com/Value Investor Podcast or toll-free 1-888-775-8348. Outside the U.S., 1-312-265-9309.
It's the end of the year, so it's always a good time for reflection on what you've done as an investor over the last 12 months and what's going to be going on in the future. So part of that reflection has to be on the lessons that are learned from the prior year. And this year, I feel like there was a big lesson to be learned, because we might not remember now because we're in the throes of, you know, a big rally, but just 12 months ago, we saw one of the biggest sell-offs in the stock market in January, basically of our lives over the last 100 years. Maybe you don't remember, but we opened January in a really nasty way. The first trading day was a big sell-off. And then we saw a big sell-off basically for the first 2 weeks. It was the worst 10-day start to the markets in over 100 years. And it just stunk. Everything was going down. There's nothing you could do. It looked like it was never going to end. January finally ended, and the Dow was down 5.5%, and the NASDAQ was down over 8%. Small caps were getting crushed down. It continued into February as crude continued to plunge, and the markets followed crude down. If you remember, crude went as low as around $25 a barrel, and then people were saying it was going to go to 10. The doom was in. Everything was grim. And then we did finally hit a bottom and get a bounce off. But looking back at articles from that time period, because I had to go back and see really how bad the sell-off was, I try to black it out just like all of you do. And it was interesting in a lot of the articles, the future predictions were, oh, this is a really bad start to the year, and we'll be lucky to see like 5% gains in the stock market this year. And of course, that's not what happened, which goes to another lesson of this is how hard it is to predict anything in the stock market, because everybody got 2016 wrong, and we all certainly got the start of it wrong, and then we're all getting the end of it wrong. But literally everyone was on various social media sites saying it was the end of the world, and that was one of the biggest investing lessons, I think, is that the sell-off was on. Everybody thinks they're prepared for that kind of sell-off because, remember, the small caps were down over 15%. I think they might have gotten to a bear market, or it was close. That's pretty extreme in only the course of 2 months. And we all think we're going to dive in. We all think, especially as value investors, like, look, this is my chance, and I'm getting in there with all these cheap stocks, and my favorite names have really sold off. But in reality, usually that's not what happens, because the fear kind of takes over and we think the sell-off is going to get worse. There were a lot of doom and gloom articles. There were a lot of people on social media saying that the EMPs weren't going to survive, even the big ones. Granted, a lot of the small energy companies did actually go under, the very smallest ones, which had a lot of debt and couldn't handle the lower crude prices. But there was a lot of fear-mongering that the big companies were even going to go under. Never say never. It could get bad enough where something like that could happen. But when all that fear is out there, most investors tend not to rush in. And that's understandable, because this is like an emotional thing that we can't control. I know I was forced to buy in some of my portfolios that I run, including Value Investor. We bought some then. We did try to dive in. We didn't get as many deals as I would have liked. Some of the areas that were being sold off didn't have good Zacks ranks, so I couldn't get into them. But in Insider Trader, interestingly, a lot of the bank insiders were buying in January and February as their stocks hit new 52-week lows, and they just thought that the sell-off was overdone. So an insider trader portfolio that I manage. We buy when the insiders buy, even if I think they're crazy or whatever else is going on. So we did get in and we bucked, you know, the fear and the emotions. And we bought KeyCorp at that time as the insiders were all buying that. Like, it was a huge cluster buy of insiders. And we're up 70% on that towards the end of the year now. So was it luck? Yeah, partially. But we did managed to fight that panic and get in there when they were getting in there. And somehow those insiders managed to also fight the panic and get in. So I kind of see like a big lesson we could take from 2016. Well, there's two, but the biggest lesson really is there's going to be fear. There's always going to be panics. There are always sell-offs in the stock market. No matter if you're in a multi-year bull market, if you look back to the 1982 to 2000 bull market, there were numerous sell-offs, including that huge one in 1987, which caused a lot of panic. So a good thing to learn is how to handle the sell-offs and to control your emotions. It's easier said than done because we all have it. And anyone who says that they don't have it, that, you know, they just snap their fingers and they're able to go in there and buy when everything is doom and gloom, I don't really believe them. Maybe there's a few, one handful of people who are able to do it, but you can work to get that skill. And over time, I think you'll see the more you do it and the more you take a little bit of risk when everything is selling off, that's when you'll learn and you'll get better at it. I do think like stocks are one of the few things that when they go on sale, no one wants to buy them. Like Americans will buy anything else when it goes on sale, even if they don't want it. You know, there's always some like sweater or something and you're like, well, it's only $10. So you buy it. But with a stock, we just don't do it. It's like the opposite. So we have to retrain ourselves with stocks to buy them when they go on sale. So where does this leave us going into 2017, like this lesson of trying to buy when they go on sale? Because we're at record highs right now. You could kind of say nothing is on sale. But as I just said, there's always going to be a sell-off. I'm not saying it's going to come in January again of this year or even February. I don't know. Nobody knows. You know, we can all look in our crystal balls, but that's about the extent of it. I usually consult the magic eight ball and it always tells me it looks uncertain. So you just have to be prepared. And in the meantime, try to find the value stocks that are out there because there are some out there. And then keep a list of what, you know, companies you like, some that might be overpriced for your criteria right now. But if there's a sell-off, you might be interested because remember, everything, even in a recession, they're not going to all go under. We did learn some lessons from the banking crisis where it did seem like everything was going to go under then, certainly in the financial sector. But you have to know your companies. You're buying the company. You have to know its fundamentals, what its business is like. And even when things get rough, you know, a lot of the companies are able to rise to the occasion and survive those ups and downs. So I took a look around to see what kind of value stocks are out there right now, even with the markets at record highs. And I was able to find quite a few interesting names. It was just a potpourri of names that I went through. I looked for price to sales under one. I looked for a PE under 15. And then I threw in the Zacks rank too in there because I want rising earnings estimates. I want to see some growth there in the companies. And I found, like I said, kind of a mix of stocks. So let me give you those names now because some of these you might want to be looking at into 2017. The first one is SkyWest and its ticker is SKYW. They are regional airlines and the airlines are really, really hot right now. But not as many people think about the regionals. The big carriers don't actually operate their regional airlines as you might think. So if you fly, you know, a small jet on United or Delta or American Airlines, maybe in the Caribbean, which would be nice right now, you're probably flying on a SkyWest Airlines because they handle all the regional jets for those companies. I think they also do Alaska. They have a forward PE of 14.4, so they're not as cheap as they used to be. But I still consider that to be pretty cheap, and they have a price to sales of 0.6. A second company, which has been in the news recently, is Weight Watchers. Their ticker is WTW. They have a price to sales ratio of 0.7 and a PE of 12.6. And of course, they've been in the news because Oprah bought a stake in them. She's been on the diet. She's lost 40 pounds. It's you know, that's pretty inspirational, especially around the new year. This is the time when they consider January's their big time. And that's when everybody makes those New Year's resolutions. I know I do. And we all want to go on Weight Watchers. It's one of their big areas. So, you know, they are attractively priced right here. They're not expensive. So that might be one in that kind of personal health area you might want to look at. Another one is Lear Corporation, LEA. I've mentioned them on the podcast before. They do the seating and electrical systems for cars. They have a PE of 9.8, so that's under 10. That's very cheap in this market, and a price to sales ratio of 0.5. You know, nobody likes the auto area right now, but a lot is happening in that sector. And even if you go to the automated cars, you're going to need seats. You're going to need those electrical systems and ways to, you know, drive them around. So Lear is still in a good position here. So I still like these component parts companies. Another stock to watch is Beazer Homes. Their ticker is BZH. I've talked about the other home builders on prior podcasts because they're all cheap right now. That sector is out of favor. No one knows what's going to happen with the rising mortgage rates, but if the economy really picks up, people are going to want to buy those new homes, and especially if they're getting pay raises at work and the job market remains tight. They have a forward PE of 13.8 and a price to sales ratio, which is really cheap, of 0.3. They're pretty much nationwide a home builder. They're one of the bigger guys, but they are in some of the big prominent states like Arizona and California, and then a lot on the East Coast, the Carolinas and Virginia and Georgia, and they're also in Texas. These are the key markets. So check out Beazer Homes. And then I discovered this small little company that's dirt cheap. I was almost kind of hesitating whether or not to tell you. They're called Aero Century. They actually do leases to the regional airlines. So I'm not sure if they actually lease to SkyWest. I didn't investigate, but that's who they would lease to. And they're only 14 million market cap. So super small. It almost trades with no volume. That's why I hesitated giving it to you. The ticker is ACY, but it's dirt cheap. Their PE is just 6.5. Their price to sales ratio is 0.4. They're supposed to grow earnings 14% next year. They had a little rough year this year where earnings declined, but next year we're seeing a rebound. That's one you might want to check out, but you have to really be into those microcaps to get into this one because it's almost no trading volume. So be warned on that one. Again, the ticker is ACY. So let me give you all the tickers again. We have SkyWest, SKYW, Weight Watchers, WTW, Lear is LEA. Beazer is BZH, and Aero Century, if you're into the microcaps, is ACY. So these are a nice mix of value stocks heading into 2017 because they are still out there. And if or when, because we probably will, get a big sell-off, remember what you learned from 2016 and be ready to get in there and get some juicier deals when things do sell off. And we'll have a bigger selection of value stocks to pick from because those sell-offs always happen. They always come. Might only be 5%. Maybe it'll be 10. We don't know. But when it does, you know, face the fear. Try to get in there, even if it's just small amounts, and, you know, dollar cost average into your positions. That's what I'm hopefully going to do. I'm going to try to face my fears, too. And I'm looking forward to 2017 and still looking forward to finding those value stocks, which, as I just said, are still out there. So until next time, and we will be in the new year, so I'll have some more good picks in the value area heading into January. I'll see you then.